Hey there, Backstory listeners. I'm Lizzie Peabody, host of Side Door, a podcast from the Smithsonian. Side Door sneaks listeners through the Smithsonian's Side Door to search for stories that can't be found anywhere else. With the help of biologists, artists, historians, archaeologists, zookeepers, and astrophysicists, I'm excited to announce a collaboration between Side Door and Backstory about the history of dynamite and how it was used in some unorthodox ways back in its heyday. You're about to hear a preview of that episode featuring Tim Messer-Cruz of Bowling Green State University. He describes how anarchists and social radicals used dynamite as a means to propel a social movement in the late 1800s, and how one guy in particular, Louis Ling, adopted dynamite as a weapon for his anarchist agenda. Look out for the full show on November 1st. In the meantime, you can learn more about Side Door in the episode notes.
It was sort of used for a full decade before the 1880s as a means of frightening the ruling class, as a means of trying to explain one possible path towards a people's revolution. It was used as a symbol of the great equalizer against the armies of the governments. And certainly that's the way Louis Ling and his associates used it right up until the day that a bomb exploded in Chicago. Because dynamite really appeared to them as the answer to a lot of the intractable problems that they faced. How to organize a revolution, how to carry it forward, how to deal with the forces of the state. One of the problems that dynamite addressed was the problem that had become evident by the 1870s, that the power of governments was far and away excessive to that of the power of the people. Even a united working class, even a revolutionary action that was set in motion could easily be defeated by the organized forces of the government. And then comes along dynamite, which was invented in 1867, but it wasn't really popularly known until maybe a decade later. And once it came into being, it seemed to be the great equalizer between the people and formal military forces. It seemed to be something that an average person could employ. They'd required no special training. They could carry it safely on their person. They could conceal it easily, and they could use it to defeat entire regiments of police or the military. But the Haymarket meeting, as it was organized, was part protest, and it was intended to be part provocation. It was quite consciously intended to try and provoke the police into taking some kind of an unwise action so as to justify even greater levels of violence and street fighting. So Louis Ling was connected to the plot to hold this meeting and to have a violent protest against police, because police were tipped off and they discovered in his apartment a number of unexploded bombs and bomb-making equipment and shells that hadn't been filled and bomb-making tools. So he was charged, like all the defendants were charged, with murder, simple murder in the first degree. But in Illinois, you can be found guilty of murder, charged with murder, and found guilty of murder if you didn't actually, if you're not responsible directly for the murder, if you're responsible for the plan that sets in motion the murder. And he only spoke once, and that's, of course, after he was found guilty. He was allowed to speak to the court. And Ling was the most vehement. His statement came very, very close to something of a confession. Let me read a bit to you. So he said, "Anarchy is called disorder. Anarchy is an opposition against the order of things which does not allow a man to live a life that is worth living. I declare here, once more openly, with all my powers, with all my mind, I must combat such disorder. Even if this praiseworthy object should be defeated with cannon, I shall use dynamite. You smile. You perhaps think I will not use bombs anymore, but I tell you, I die gladly upon the gallows in the sure hope that hundreds and thousands of people to whom I have spoken will now recognize and make use of dynamite. In this hope, I despise you, and I despise your laws. Hang me for it."